Handy enough program. The Mark of Vena free for all is the highlight there. Good evening or morning to you, Dan. It'll be evening by the time the trots come around tonight. Can you help us back a winner there at Melton?
Oh, it feels like I was Rip Van Winkle and just had a quick kip, and all of a sudden I've lost 40 years. The horse that we initially liked has been scratched, Sunny Weaver, so that opens up that first leg of the quaddie, I think, now, Gareth. Look, I'll stick with the other two that I thought were a little bit of value anyway. That's in race one. Number two, They Want to Know. She's got gate speed, and even if she got crossed by Rosarito Miss, which is a good chance as well, she's going to get a beautiful run. So I think at now $4.20, They Want to Know is a good way to start off things. There's only the two place dividends. It's hard to encourage someone sometimes to back them each way when there's only two place dividends, but I just think she gets the right run here, whether she leads or sits behind the leader. So she might be a good play for first or second. That's race one, number two. And I thought another mare, I'm sticking with the girls tonight, Gareth. To be fair, that's probably served me pretty well throughout my life, so I might as well stay with them. Race 10, number 6, Moonshine Linda. I think she's ready to win. David Miles has her for this preparation, so he's getting to know her. He's getting to know her well and quickly, and I thought she could be winning at around $5 in race number 10, horse number 6, Moonshine Linda.
All right, then, in a quaddy, Dan.
Right, well, the quaddie shape sort of alters a bit with the scratching of what would have been the favourite in the first leg, which is race five. So I've widened this out a little bit to numbers one, Rollover, four, Maestro Bellini, five, Steel Screens, seven, Boncel Benjamin, eight, Two Times Better, and 11, Alpine Stride. So it's a far more open race now, a lot of speed on the front line. 1, 4, 5, 7, 8, 11. The second leg, Preston Pans has trialled well. I think the draw with the horses around him on that front row really suit him, even though he's first up, and 13 Typhoon Stride, so I think 4 and 13. Third leg, numbers 1, Malcolm's Rhythm, 2, Soletic, and 6, Mr. Wickham, 1, 2, and 6. And the final leg, 1, 6 Elements, 4, Shady As, 5, Jillaby Lorenzo, 1, 4, and 5 in the last leg of the quaddie. So that's 6 by 2 by 3 by 3. And that would be $108 for 100%.
Looking forward to hearing your early quaddie there at Flemington this afternoon when you join the race day morning team with Michael Felgate, Matty Stewart, of course, live from Flemington. So enjoy your morning, Dan.
We're here now. It's a beautiful day and it'll be a great race day. Thanks, Gareth.
This is Dan Malecki. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back and wrap up the Interstate Hour. We'll look at Horsham tonight, the Greyhounds, and also a quick look at some of the feature races on Miracle Mile night there at Menangle.